In the snowy wonder of the Northeast Ohio winter, I'm reading Kenton Taylor's 2001 PR Review article on dialogue and public relations. It made me think of all the discussion about Grunig's two-way symmetrical model, as in, is the excellence theory that many PR scholars hold dear relevant? I want to think so. At the heart of dialogue is the idea that each participant is valued by the other. So, is it any wonder that so many interactions fail to reach the lofty heights that Grunig and his co-authors seek? The concept of mutual value stems from both theology and psychology. I'll spare you the names for now, but they're in Kenton Taylor's first few pages. Why is that stuff important for PR? Because, my dear listeners, too often we have little regard at all for our stakeholders. As long as that's so, we're not likely to make excellence, two-way symmetry, work. Instead, we'll continue to worry more about attaining our own objectives, no matter the cost to anyone. Think about that. Can a business remain successful if it scorns the aspirations and objectives of everyone but itself? I'm a committed capitalist and more tolerant of its kind of bumpy road than some of my friends. I always believe, as Margaret Thatcher said once, that socialism is the best economic system around until you run out of other people's money. But even if our sole objective is to make money, as the Ayn Randians say, we can't do it by abusing our employees, customers, and communities. If we want to get this right, we need to establish some regard for one another. And, at least in the U.S., our political leaders ought to think on that too. Mutual respect is a precursor to effective dialogue. I'm Sean Williams. Find me on Twitter @ComAmmo. Take care.